This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The White House calls it an incredible military achievement by Israel, the United States, and other partners in repelling hundreds of drones and missiles launched by Iran toward Israel. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has more.
A barrage of objects streaks across the night sky from Bethlehem in the West Bank amid drone and missile attacks from Iran toward Israel. The Israeli military says the Islamic Republic launched more than 300 such projectiles, but said it, with help from the U.S. and partners, shot down 99% of them. Iran has warned it would hit Israel in retaliation after a suspected Israeli airstrike earlier this month destroyed the Iranian consulate in Damascus, Syria, killing 12, including two top Iranian generals. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Sunday warned Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu the U.S. will not take part in counter-offensive measures against Iran, an option Netanyahu's war cabinet favors after a mass drone and missile attack on Israeli territory, according to officials. The threat of open warfare erupting between the arch Middle East foes and dragging in the United States put the region on edge, triggering calls for restraint from global powers and Arab nations to avoid further escalation. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday said his country needed help from its allies to fend off threats from the air, just as Israel did against Iran's attack. Speaking in his nightly video address, Zelensky said the world had seen that Israel was not alone in this defense. The threats to the sky were also destroyed by its allies.